Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Giant Mess, super sloppy sports and entertainment talk show that's hosted by a giant mess. That's me, the real Cinch, Neil Lynch. I'm a Giants and Mets fan who loves movies, TV, and comedy. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the 1 to 2 weeks leading up to my trip down to Key West, Florida for spring break. This is kind of a prelude, a prelogue, a part one, a prequel to that lengthy recap, which is we'll be following this. But this episode gives a lot of important information that you probably want to jot down and keep in mind for that recap. Essentially, I got dumped. My lady dumped me. So with that in mind, hopefully you are into this kind of thing where people getting their heart ripped out. If that's your bag, baby, well, then you're in luck. So enjoy my pain and suffering. I feel like it's important that before we dive into the Key West trip, maybe we rewind a little bit to Monday, March 11th. You know, the last life episode that I put out there to you guys, episode about life, it was March 7th or 8th. March 8th was my dad's birthday. He would have been 74. I would have loved to get his fucking take on this whole situation. Regardless, March 11th, it's a Monday. I go over to my then lady's place. And for the sake of simplicity and for me to not have to say my lady or my whatever the rest of the episode, I'm referring to this woman as Mangina. So I went over to Mangina's place to have dinner with her and her daughter, her very talented, cool daughter. I've never seen a more talented, cooler daughter who's 11 years old, plays the bass, the keyboard, taekwondo, into Green Day, into anime. Like, what? You're real? Anyway, the daughter, whole nother kit and caboodle, another shebang, went over to Mangina's place, where she made chili ginger noodles with broccoli that were just the right amount of spice and was beautiful. It was delicious. It was amazing. Her daughter had to go to taekwondo practice where she played bass. I don't know. One of the things with the rehearsal, with the practice, I don't know. She's juggling and middling things, but she's taking it in stride. And I don't know how. Very, like, amazed by this woman. So I wish I could give her name, but I'm not going to dox anyone. Right? That's what they say, docs. I'm not going to expose anyone. I'm not going to reveal their names because they didn't agree to be exposed or be in the limelight or whatever. I mean, to the 3 followers I have. So I'm not going to give her name. But keep on the lookout in 7 years for an emerging superstar who knows karate, martial arts, and can bang it out on the skins and the ivories. So the daughter exits. It's me and Mangina on the couch, and we decide we're going to plan for our spring break trip to Key West, Florida. Now, this is something that I put together very quickly. I believe if you go back to the episode where I recap the Chatham visit, President's Day weekend, which is just after Valentine's Day, where we went up to Chatham, New York, stayed at the Sugar Shack. Great place. Awesome place. With the hot tub and the whatnots, and had a blast, had a great time, 10 out of 10. One of the best vacations I've had, not really a vacation, but, you know, one of the best trips I've had. And I think, like, the next day, 2 days later, you know, we had already been talking about the next trip. What's the next trip going to be? What's the next trip going to be? And I had been looking up prior to this one trip, spring break, popular top spring break destinations for adult couples without kids. You know, it was a super long search term, phrase, what have you. Use a little ChatGPT to see, like, and I had been kind of thinking about, okay, well, where are we going? What are we going to do? You know, I know that she had mentioned she likes Key West. I like Key West, even though the last time I was there, a little bit of a nightmare. My ex's mother, supposed to get married, caught off the wedding. I accidentally let my baby fall to the ground off a bench, and thought that I had permanently handy. I can't say that, right? damaged her, damaged, you know, like she might not be able to do math, that kind of drop. So, you know, some kind of somewhat negative memories from Key West, but it also had, came away with a very great video and photos of me taking my daughter into the pool at the hotel where we were staying. I think it was a hotel. I don't fucking know. So some good memories, some bad memories, but mostly, nah, not so great. But I do like the vibe. I do like that it's warm weather. I do like that it's essentially New Orleans adjacent. Like you can just throw some booze in a plastic cup and head up, walk up and down the street. But it's not as crazy party town as New Orleans, or at least on Bourbon Street. So the main drag on Key West is Duval Street. Similar to Bourbon Street, there's not like a lot of trash everywhere, both in literal form and human form. It's just a, I think it's a better experience for maybe the older crowd. And there was definitely an older crowd there. It wasn't a younger crowd like you would see on spring break at on Bourbon Street or at Mardi Gras. So I ended up picking Key West, and she was cool with that. And so I did a lot of research, as one does. No one does it like me, so humble brag. And I put a lot of thought and effort into what to do. And well, I was also asked about it for a couple days a week. Like, what do you got planned? What's going on? What are we going to do? And so I was like, okay. You know, even though I'm a planner and I hate when things don't go according to plan, I'm like the anti-Hannibal from A-Team. It's like, I love it when a plan comes together. I'm like, I hate it when my plan never comes together. So I do plan. I like to plan. And when things are thrown at me last minute spontaneously, I probably don't handle it that well. My track record isn't great. So, but when it comes to vacation, in my mind, it's like, let's just fucking walk around, see what's happening. Let's get like, you know, she hates TripAdvisor, which I found out that night when I went over Monday, March 11th. You know, I was like looking up TripAdvisor. She's like, I don't want, what is this? I can't, da, 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 da. It's too much, da, da, da. I don't like this. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to be over here looking at TripAdvisor because it looks like there's a ton of reviews. There's a ton of stuff on here that, you know, at least I can get a better sense of what we could do or whatnot. So we spent about like two hours, something like that. And we ended up after the 2 hours making three dinner reservations and a reservation for paddleboarding. Which I fucking hate. I loathe paddleboarding. This would be my second time paddleboarding. The first time was in Manasquan, when after my wedding, remember, and had a shitty time. If there's any kind of wind whatsoever, you're fucked. And I got a ton of wind the first time with a huge current. And then the second time we'll get to. So it's 2 hours of trying to plan this thing where it's like we were looking at, you know, I want to do jet skis. Well, jet skis are like $200 per person per hour, something like that. What the fuck is happening? Well, we also made a reservation. Excuse me, forgot reservation to be on a sunset sail. So I thought that would be cool. I'm into sunsets. I'm into the golden hour. I think it's beautiful. It's like at the amazing color palette. Ah, so great. So three dinner reservations, a sunset sail, and paddleboarding. And that still didn't feel like enough for her. Whatever. You know, let's roll with it. Well, and in my head, I'm like, well, when we get there, we'll just ask the concierge at the inn on Fleming. Or we'll go to bars, we'll go to restaurants, we'll ask the waiter, we'll ask the bartender, hey, what should we do here? You know, and I'm sure that they'll give us probably better answers than TripAdvisor or any like website that you could find. You know, there was one company, I think it's called like Fury Water Sports. Why? I don't know. And you can sign up for the package, but the package is like, it's a boat trip plus jet skiing and parasailing and a banana boat. And it's like, do I have to do what? Do I have to do all that? Can I just like one or two of the things? So ultimately, though, I think I felt good about what we had planned. The fact that we had dinner reservations. It's nice to have something, one thing planned per day. I guess, to look forward to or to get excited about. But otherwise, my whole thought process was like, we're just going to like go walking up and down Duval and just enjoy food, great food, enjoy great drinks. And if we come across something that we like, or we're talking to someone at the bar or the restaurant and they're like, oh, have you tried this? And we can go and do it and it'll be great. But in terms of like, oh, we're going to take the ghost tour. We're going to take a jet ski tour. We're going to take this tour. We're going to go to the Maritime Museum. We're going to go to the Butterfly Conservancy. No, like that's not what my Key West. That's not what I want to do in Key West. It's like I went to see the fucking whatever Hemingway house the last time. And I was like, oh, this is great. It's a house with a lot of cats. Great. So in my head, it's like good weather, good booze, good music, good food, you know, great scenery, warm weather. Like those are the things that are like you can check those boxes. I'm having a great time. So great. You know, I think we have at least I think maybe that calmed her a little bit. Right. It's like the reduce the worry level just a tad. Like, okay, this guy has somewhat of a plan. We're not just going to go there and have our thumb up our ass or our thumb up our nose or thumb where it shouldn't be. So maybe that helped her in some way be like, okay, I feel better about our trip. Because before that, I guess she was panic city, being like, you know, what has this guy got in store for me? What are we going to do? Oh, no, what are we going to do? It's like, we're going to eat and drink and get tan. That's like a vacation. That's the vacation that you need and want. So... all right, we got a little bit of a plan coming together. And then I meet her friends for the first time. So previous episode that I put out about life, my life, was me introducing her to a couple of my friends, husband and wife. And so I thought that went well. They thought it went well. They were like, we really enjoyed the night. She seems great. Don't fuck it up. I'm like, oh, don't worry. I'm gonna fuck it up. And sure enough, here we are. So she, I meet her out at dinner. Or no, I head over to her place beforehand so we can drive over together. She'll be driving. And before that, I get a text message. Hey, you know, and I thought I was gonna stay with her the whole weekend. This is St. Patty's weekend. So this is Friday, March 15th, Sunday to Sunday the 17th. And so I'm thinking I'm going to like, we're going to have dinner, go back to her place and I can stay Friday night, Saturday night. So she's like, oh no, I'm sorry if it wasn't clear, but I thought when I said that Brian would be here and that you would meet him, Brian's a common name. That's not doxing. Brian's a common name. Anyway, her ex-husband is going to be at her place. And she's like, I thought when I told you that he's going to be at my place that you would know that you're not sleeping here on Friday night. I was like, oh, okay. That was not clear. Did not pick that up. You pretty much have to beat me over the head with it. So I'm like, she's like, are you okay with meeting him? I was seeing him. It was very last minute. And normally, I think in some prior years I would have been like panic mode. And I think that already happened like a couple months ago when she's like, Brian might, you know, my ex-husband might be here, and just said his name like 1,000 times. It's such a common name, dude. So I was like, you know, and I made a joke. Like I said, is he a hugger? You know, JK. So go over to her place and I don't know if I met him before or after. After. Sorry, I met him after. So go over to her place. We drive over to Luca's Ristorante in Somerset, or maybe it's Franklin Park. I don't know. It's off some fucking road. Nice Italian place to meet two of her besties, two of what she calls bonces, which I guess is a very inside joke, but it works for them. The one friend is younger, 30s. The other friend is older, 50s. So it's a nice little, we got a pretty big age range going on here. So there's, you know, there's like a nice little eclectic, diverse mix of ages going on. And the younger friend reminded me a lot of Jenny Slate, but taller. I don't think Jenny Slate is like 6 foot. I need to check her IMDb page. But looks and acts and sounds like Jenny Slate. So immediately I met her and I was like, we're on board. I'm on board. You got me. Sold. And then her betrothed is a tall dude who they call Prince Eric. And I mean, yeah, I can see why. Tall, dark, handsome, and just like literally out of the fucking Little Mermaid. Disney's The Little Mermaid animated version. You know, guy couldn't be nicer. Calm, composed. Like, I get it. The dude is a prince. This guy over here, not so much. Jester. Chester the Jester over here. So, you know, I come to find out that this Prince Eric dude, his dad was a pitcher in the minor leagues for the Yankees and Angels. I meant to fact check that when I got back and I didn't. So that's on me. But yeah, dad was a pitcher in the minor leagues. This guy looks like he could be a pitcher. Born in 1990 and hadn't seen Back to the Future. Hadn't seen a lot of movies in the 80s, which is, you know, it makes sense. It's like, you know, I was born in 1980. And when people bring up movies from the 70s, I'm like, I don't know, you know. Now, the 80s was kind of a really big, huge boom blockbuster period for movies, where a lot of big, huge box office blockbusters were released. So, okay, I get it. But at the same time, whoa. So, you know, we talked movies for a little bit, which was good. And then the other woman who was in her 50s, the husband didn't show, didn't come because the Pittsburgh Panthers were playing in the Big East tournament, ACC tournament. Are they ACC now or the Big East? I don't know. And I do not fucking care. But I guess they're playing the tournament and the guy was like, I'm just going to go watch that. And she's like, and she was just like, okay. And I guess, you know, later on I found out, well, the reason why he didn't come, I guess, is because he is good friends with a dude that Mangina used to hook up with. Mario, but not Luigi. So I guess he felt like he was betraying this guy, even though the guy broke it off with Mangina because he didn't want to commit and was kind of seeing someone else. And, you know, whatever, dude. Life is a highway. And I want to get off. So she shows up husbandless, Catholic, devout Catholic. The other woman in her 30s married at Prince Eric, also Catholic, not so devout, but Italian. And it was Friday, and I guess it's Lent. I haven't done Lent since fucking senior year in high school. So I'm like, you know, whatever. We'll do, yeah, okay. Oh, we're not allowed to eat that. Oh, yeah, because it's Friday. Right. I knew that. So they were not into eating any kind of meat, I don't think. And I don't know if it was cheese, too. I don't know, dude. And I don't care. What we did end up ordering, some bruschetta. We also had some amazing wine. Two bottles of red wine that were just top-notch. In terms of food, we ordered the bruschetta flatbread with a like a full-blown pizza. This ain't no flatbread. I don't know why they call it flatbread. I don't know what the distinction is, but this was like a pizza. Spadini, which is fried mozzarella squares, which were just thick slabs of cheese, mozzarella cheese, that looked like meat. Looked like a burger or a patty of some sort, some kind of meat. I ordered the lobster cannelloni, which was amazing. There was a pasta special that Mangina ordered. And then we finished up with some sorbet. And my God, they even gave a toast. And take a wild guess who they toasted to. This motherfucker you're listening to currently. I got toasted, y'all. They toasted me. Now, if I was such a dickhead, asshole, doucher, just an awful person that just they didn't hit it off with, they ain't toasting to me, but they did, and I appreciated it, and I'm grateful. And I thought, wow, this is going splendid. This couldn't have gone any better. And then, you know, the post, you know, the check-in afterwards, I got news from Mangina that the friends thought it was great. That was nice. Great to meet me. And I was described as a fuzzy blanket. Now, I know a lot of friends from high school, college, maybe. A lot of my drinking buddies would be like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? A fuzzy blanket? But yeah, it's true. Those words came out of their heads. when referencing moi. So I'll take it. Fuzzy blanket, whatever. Could be worse, right? It get worse. Yeah, so go back to her place. I come in and I get to meet the ex-husband. And it wasn't very long interaction, but he got up when I entered the room and he shook my hand, which is all I ask, all a man can ask for. And seems like a very cool, casual, chill dude. And I was like, wow, if this is like what a peek into the future, this is a glimpse of what I can expect moving forward, things are looking up. Ha ha ha! Damn you, Neil, for getting your hopes up. Meanwhile, I haven't met my ex's boyfriend. Been together for two, three years. The man she left me for, maybe that's why. So I come back to my place and I'm floating on cloud yet again. I wake up the next morning, do a couple workouts, head over to her place, get there in the afternoon, late afternoon, 2:30-ish. She makes some bowls of rice with chickpeas and crispy shredded tofu. That was my, I had two bowls. We went for a nice long walk. She lives by a pond. So we walked by the pond, had a nice long walk, talked a lot about a lot of great things. The future, family, things, you know, just deep shit, right? Getting to know each other even better. I know a secret of hers that she hasn't told anyone else except very close family and maybe a friend or two. That's in my head. I know that. You'll see why I'm so like making such a big deal out of that in a little bit. She lives next to a pub, sports bar type thing, Irish pub. So after the walk, we went there. I felt awkward because we were in our like athleisure wear, you know, like I'm in my, you know, Barstool sports like joggers and like a Block Island hoodie, and she's wearing similar type situation. And then I walked in and I was like, oh, that's totally cool. It's fine. We're actually overdressed. We should probably get naked. There was a dude wearing a hoodie, big guy wearing a big hoodie, just completely covered. The hoodie was completely covered in Kiss, the band, Gene Simmons, Paul Starsky, Statsny, the cat guy. I don't know Kiss. I'm sorry. But this guy fucking loves Kiss and made it known, well known, via this hoodie. So I'm like, okay, we're in good hands. Like, we're in a good place. I'm talking. I order some green beers, just Miller Lights with some food dye in it. And it was like really just perfection. I had a Guinness that was kind of funky. I was like, whoa, what's up with that? But apparently it's just my taste buds being all wacky. Mangina had all the Jameson and gingers that one can have. We had some green tea shots. A Marine apparently a Marine. I didn't know he was a Marine, but this big, heavy set dude plops down next to me. Maybe I went to the bathroom, came back, he was there, and he flat out reeked, like smelled. And this is where I think there might be something wrong. I mean, there's a lot wrong. We know that. There's so much wrong. But like the olfactory with the tastes, they're just off. They're just not calibrated or something. I need to go like get them fine-tuned or something somewhere, because I was about to throw up. It took me right back to that megabus trip I took way back in the day when I went up to Rhode Island on the megabus, and I got the front seat, which you had to pay extra for. And I was like, this is fucking baller, dude, because they have the huge glass, you know, windshield. It's like head to toe windshield. It's all windshield, baby. It's all glass. So you get to see everything. It's a great view. And the fattest motherfucker on earth sat next to me and stunk. B.O. out the window. And also decided to mix in some scratches, just nonstop scratching his body, which I could hear scratching his body. And I'm about to throw up just thinking about it. I almost threw up just now. He would scratch it. There we go again. It's like a reflex now. Fuck. He scratches and it releases the odor even more. So the scratch releases some kind of funky, stinky cheese odor stench out into the universe, which then I have to take into my fucking skull. Cool. So that was the thing that was happening next to me, which Mangina didn't smell because she was on the other side, but I couldn't focus and concentrate and think. Luckily, that guy must have picked up on me putting my shirt over my nose. Sorry, guy, but like, I can do this and I think I can like persist. And he must have seen that and he took off. And I was like, I'm sorry, man. Thank you for your service, but like, Jesus. On the opposite end of the bar, by the way, no college basketball on. 17,000 television sets. We're in the middle of conference championship tournaments. A fucking husband didn't go to a dinner to meet the best friend's boyfriend because the team was in the fucking conference tournament championship, whatever. Not one TV had the basketball on. Cool. It had spring training Yankees, spring training Mets, car racing, boxing. I don't know. Just like random shit. On the opposite end, there was a very young woman and a very old man. And we couldn't tell if they were father and daughter or if it was like a sugar daddy, sugar baby situation. Couldn't figure that out. And then Mangina was, and this is a running theme with this woman. Saw a guy, a goofy guy, just fucking like old, goofy, doing a very old goofy white man dance, and she couldn't get enough. She was eating it up. So yeah, that was the environment we were in. Oh, I almost forgot this. Well, maybe I'll get to it in a little bit. We ordered some food, had some buffalo wings with boom boom sauce and potato skins. Drunk enough to think that it's okay, but I'm sure if I ate it sober, I'd be like, what the fuck is this? The wings were heavily coated with bread. And there was actually one giant mutant wing, just one. Like, and when you see that, I'm going to throw up again. I almost threw up then because I was like, this isn't a chicken. What the fuck is this? Like, where's what? I picked up what I thought was a drumstick and it was attached to like five different other offshoots, which also looked like either drumsticks or blah, blah, blah. It's like, wait, this is a chicken doesn't have eight legs. Okay. Well, so this is a spider chicken on the island of Dr. Moreau. What? And like five wings. They just have two, right? Last time I checked, they didn't upgrade, right? So that was kind of fucking nasty. And then the potato skins were whatever. They were kind of small. They gave us the teeniest, tiniest little ramekin, plastic ramekin of ranch or dipping sauce or whatever. So it was like, but you know what? For what it's worth, it hit the spot. Like when we were signing out, you know, paying our tab, there was like these three guys, a white guy standing behind us. And, oh shit, I'm going to butcher this. And that sucks. There was like a black person on TV. And, the guy was like, hey, can you get that shit off? Can you get that black shit off the TV or something like that? Oh, I think it was the BET Awards. Did that happen? That might've been the BET Awards. When the fuck was that? Oh, no, it was not the BET Awards. Oh, maybe it was the NAACP Awards. That's what it was. Because I was like, who would say that? Who would say that if it was just like, it's just like a boxing match or like a football game? Like, why? What? You're still on that? Yep. It was the 55th NAACP Image Awards on the TV. Again, we're in a fucking Irish pub. College basketball is going on. Why do you have the NAACP Image Awards on? I don't know. Just not the place. And so this guy was like, get that black shit off the TV. And I was just like, check, please. Anyway, she literally lives next door. So we walk. This is now 8:39 o'clock. So we had been there for a good solid 4 or 5 hours, I think. Maybe 3 or 4 hours. The sun has set. I'll put it that way. Sun was out when we got there. Sun is set. And I gave her a nice foot massage on the couch. Yeah, ladies, foot massage. Am I a foot fetishist? Nay, I am not Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports. I'm not hosting an Arch Madness tournament. For the love of God, please Google that. But I do like to make my Mangina feel good. Can't say my lady anymore. Sucks. Gave her foot massage for God knows how long, you know, worked the heel, the sole, the balls, the top, And, you know, I looked up every once in a while and she was a fucking zombie, dude. Just tranced out, hypnotized, mesmerized. Next day, couldn't even remember. She was like, I think I blacked out. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Next day, St. Patrick's Day, top of the morn, all that jazz. We did workouts together, which I do enjoy, even though I look like a weakling, for sure. She made cinnamon sugar donuts, homemade. That I think we did. We ate the whole fucking thing. She made like probably 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We ate it all. She had never seen Spy or the movie or The Heat, even though she's a huge Melissa McCarthy fan, supposedly, or she loves her. And so I was like, let's watch them both, Spy and The Heat. And lo and behold, even though Spy, I guess, has higher ratings from the critics, I don't know about audience, The Heat won out in terms of humor, comedy. And I kind of have to agree. The Heat is funnier than Spy. She made these, Mangina made these bowls of chickpeas, Marry Me chickpeas. And I had a whole joke that I wrote down here that doesn't make sense now. It's got sun-dried tomatoes, shallots, garlic, chickpeas, vegetable broth, paprika, Italian seasoning, crushed red pepper, heavy cream, basil, grated Parmesan cheese, melted butter, and a whole wheat baguette. Damn, that was fucking good. The night time cometh. And I think we hear like a car in the driveway. And so Mangina's like, oh, I think my daughter's home. And then all of a sudden I hear like crazy rattling at the door. The door flies open and in bursts this small woman. And she's like yelling at me. What the fuck are you doing here? You get the fuck out right now. And I was like, whoa. And then she immediately was like, ha, I gotcha. Turns out this is Mangina's sister-in-law, former sister-in-law. It's her ex-husband's sister, who she's still close with, which kind of blows my mind because I have only had so many divorces, exposure to divorces throughout my young life prior to my own divorce. And so I was like, I thought we just go our, right? We just kind of go our separate ways. We never really hang out or see each other or like each other anymore, right? That's the deal. But Mangina is different, y'all. Not so great relationship. You know, obviously her, as I mentioned before, her father had passed away. So we had that in common and she doesn't really talk to her brother or her mother, which is sad, but they are from her accounts. They are kind of like not great to her. I'd love to get their side of things, but you know, can't. So, I obviously introduced myself to this woman, the former sister-in-law. She's like, bubbly spirited, cheerful, happy, smiling, but also not like annoying. You know, it's kind of like chill and down to earth. And so that was a very quick interaction, but that went fairly well. So, Neil, Jesus Christ, dude, why did I tell you all that bullshit? Well, because I met her friends and I met her ex-husband and I met her former sister-in-law. I've met her daughter. I've eaten with her daughter. I've watched movies with her daughter. I met her friend. Like, that's a lot, right? Would you do that with someone that you don't want to be with? Just putting it out there. The saga continues. Wu-Tang. So this is the part of the pod. We're at the end of this particular episode. But this is where, if it were a visual medium, you would see "to be continued" pop up on your screen, hopefully in the Back to the Future font, hopefully with the tire tracks on fire. And then, you know, part two coming soon, something to that effect. So thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And hopefully you will tune in to the absolute debacle, the heart-wrenching evisceration of one Neil David Lynch in the next episode, which I'm titling The Key West Spring Breakup. 99. Nope, it's not 1999. In a lot of ways, I wish it was 1999. Anyway, adios, muchachos.